Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rock Smith here with USA Digi. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. The Monday Marketing Madness podcast is featured every Monday, so be looking forward to a new episode every Monday for the rest of 2021. If you love the Monday Marketing Madness podcast show and you want a weekly reminder when new episodes go live and you want to stay on top of what's trending in the marketing space with our latest news and marketing product reviews, then you might consider joining the USA Digi newsletter. It's free. Just head to usadigi.com/newsletter and sign up today. That's usadigi.com/newsletter. So today on Monday Marketing Madness episode 11, we're going to talk about the four reasons why almost 95% of Shopify websites fail. Do you know why almost 95% of Shopify websites and dropshipping stores fail? What is the first thing visitors look at when they visit a Shopify website? Seems obvious, right? The design of the site and how it all works. And does it have the products on it that they're looking for? And last but not least, is the SEO effective? So let's dive into each one individually. Poor designed website. Having a website that looks nice is one thing, but having one that works for your customers is something else. So you might want to think about such things as, can they navigate the site easily? When they search the site, do the search results bring up what they're looking for? And speaking of search results, have you ever searched on Walmart.com? It totally sucks. Whoever's doing the SEO and keyword research on there and who set that up is totally not doing their job. Every time I go there and search for something, I'll type in a search term and it brings up stuff that's totally not even related to what the hell I'm searching for. Totally annoying. Okay, so another reason why web design features and content are important is that they play a big role in how search engine algorithms view and index your website. Now, although there are several people out there that can simply create a website, it takes a skilled person to design a website that looks polished and functional. If that's what you're looking for in a Shopify store, then I recommend you check out Shopify Buds. To find it, you could just go to your browser and type in www.fiverr.com/Shopify_buds. That's fiverr.com/Shopify_buds. This guy has over 4 years of experience doing Shopify stores, and he does some amazing work. So here's some of the things that he offers in his service. Premium branded Shopify store design, premium theme design, mobile and desktop friendly Shopify websites, hot winning special products, fully optimized store, Shopify pages like refund policy, terms of service, privacy policy, contact us, and more, creation of a newsletter and about me page, boosting trust badges, boosting apps, on-page SEO optimization, and much more. So be sure to check him out if you are interested in getting your own Shopify website or dropshipping e-com store set up. The next thing we're going to talk about is no winning products. There's no doubt that people love to buy stuff, but if your store doesn't have what is trending or it does not include what your visitors are looking for and want to buy, then you simply won't make any money with your Shopify store. The next thing is no SEO. So SEO is a significant factor because it puts your website in front of more eyeballs, leading to more traffic and more opportunities for you to convert visitors into raving customers. SEO can also build your brand awareness, which positions you as an authoritative expert in your industry. This in turn helps build your relationship with your visitors. It's also a very important thing to utilize because if customers can't find you, then you're pretty much dead in the water. And last but not least, poor graphics can be a factor as well. Amazing and interesting graphic design can give your website a huge boost by increasing its visual appeal, professionalism, and brand awareness. It also helps you to promote communications of ideas to your visitors. If your site increases a feeling of connection between your brand and the visitor, then it's safe to say that you're on the right track. Remember, most buyers buy what they see when it looks good. When something looks good, it's appealing and it triggers their buying impulses. For example, if you're selling clothes and you have nice models modeling them, the visitors can imagine themselves looking like those models wearing those clothes. If they see someone wearing a nice pair of shoes, for instance, and it looks good on the models, they can imagine those shoes also looking good on them as well. So when you're selling things, it's best to use people to display them because people form connections with people, not things in general. And that's why most CTAs, call to actions, show people's faces looking directly at you because that forms a better connection. Hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. So if you're listening to this podcast on another platform besides Anchor.fm, just head over to anchor.fm/RONNIE-ROKK-SMITH. That's anchor.fm/Ronnie-Rock-Smith. You will find the support button next to our logo on the page in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button. Whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel anytime. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where each Monday, you'll learn some new, exciting, actionable content that you can use to put forth in your own business. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rocksmith with USA Digi and RonnieRocksmith.com and Coin the Rockstar Video Marketer, coming at you live from the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.